Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. My son Luke said, "What are you going to be preaching about today, Dad?" And I said, "The Immaculate Conception." And he said, "Are you going to mention the Immaculate Reception?" And I said, "No, but after last night's Steeler game, I could go back to those days because I haven't had a feeling like that. I haven't said, 'How about them Steelers?' for like 3 years. But last night, with Rudolph, the great quarterback reindeer, we slaughtered Cincinnati. I don't want to brag, but I think we have momentum here. You know, I hope. But anyhow, no, I'm not going to preach on that. But I want you to think about Mary. I want you to use your imagination and think about Mary. What she went through in what you heard today in our gospel reading. The angel appearing to her and announcing to her. And can you imagine what went through her mind? The shock, perhaps the fear, the doubt, the anxiety, the awe of this peasant teenage girl being visited by an angel. And it's interesting how the angel addresses God. The angel refers to God as Son of the Most High. Now, in the Bible, there are many names for God. There is El Olam, the God of eternity. There is El Shaddai, the God, the provider. Yahweh Shalom, the God of peace. But the angel identified Jesus, the coming Messiah, as the El Elyon. El Elyon, Most High God. This is a name of greatest power and glory. It is almost as if the angel is saying to Mary, "The God of anything is possible is speaking to you." And the angel reinforces this message by telling her that her cousin Elizabeth, who is very old and never had a baby, is now in her 6th month of pregnancy, to say that nothing is impossible with God. And the angel said, "So, don't limit God. Nothing. Nothing is impossible with God." And the young Jewish girl, Mary, knew the penalty of being pregnant without being married, of adultery, of fornication. You know, didn't apply to the guys. You know, we came a long way since then. But it applied only to women that were found pregnant out of wedlock, that they could be stoned to death. But what does she say instead? She says, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said." But that's kind of tame translation. If you really look at the Greek, what Mary was really saying to God, to the angel, is, "Oh, please, let it be as you have said. For I really want it to be so. I desire it to be so. What you say, angel, I want it to be so." How do you think Mary overcame her shock and her fear and her doubt and her common sense, that an angel came to her and to desire what the angel told her to be done through her regardless of the consequences? What do you think put Mary in that state of consciousness? Huh? Any guesses? Yeah, faith and prayer. Faith and prayer. Throughout her life, Mary had heard the word of God. She took it seriously. It says today she pondered things in her heart that she heard from the angel. But this is not the first time she's pondered things in her heart. As she heard God's word in the synagogue, as she saw God working through nature, through her family, she pondered these things and she prayed and she was open to God's word that she had heard. She pondered the word of God in her heart and she wanted to understand God's mind and God's heart. She wanted to be in tune with this higher power, this this God of Israel, this Elo Elyon. And Mary, as we hear today, received insight into God's revelation of himself to her through the angel. Mary has given God's wonderful plan of salvation of you and me and all people. And Mary, with her faith and prayerful openness to God, believed that God would work his miracles through this really average young girl. What does that have to do with you? What does that have to do with me? Plenty, plenty, because this angel business is happening all the time. Ask Dave Brower. He's writing a whole book about angels. In fact, he has a good Billy Graham book. And the angel's message to you and me through the Bible, through the sacraments, through prayer, through our hearts and through our dreams, God lovingly opens you to receive God's presence for you in your life, letting you know that God wants you to know his heart. God wants you, as a child of God, to grow up, to be like God. But in our busy, busy lifestyles, in our very rational, functional lives, often we do not take time to let the word dwell in us, to motivate us, to transform us. It's almost like Don was saying before the service. Hear the angel? The music was playing, but it was wonderful. We were talking. It's good to be taught, but to hear, to be still and know God. So unlike Mary, we often miss the world-changing word that's coming to you personally, that is trying to communicate to us as a church. You see, the angel is there with us. In fact, our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters would say, every person that's baptized, they receive a guardian angel. A guardian angel. And some of you have talked to me and talked to Dave about how you experience some of these wonderful gifts of the angels. And when we are sad or grieved or bad things happen and we think, this is terrible, the angel's still with us. And when we think, hey, Rowan's home, or, you know, John Eagle gives us oranges or whatever, the good times, the angel is with us. In all these times and more, the angel of the Lord is with us as the angel was with Mary. No difference. Strengthening us in the joyful and sorrowful times, in the faith that only comes from God, and motivates us to let that word of God go through us into the world, to be transparent to the transcendent. You see, without knowing God's word, without prayer, we can't let the word go through us. But by opening our hearts and minds in faith, in prayer to God, the word can go with us and touch your hearts. Touch your hearts as we lovingly serve one another, as we saw people staying after church and lovingly decorate this beautiful congregation. You see, it's not the teenage girl Mary who was so wonderful, although her faith is good, but her faith of Mary that we can learn from and be strengthened by. In a world that continues to need a Savior, in a society that in so many ways separates itself from God, in a world where Jesus was born, they're bombing. You know, where babies in Ukraine are crying, where the world is in turmoil, we have a hard time sometimes being sensitive, not only to God, but even to another person. We're distracted. And so we miss the angels that are there all along. Mary's gentle, vulnerable, perhaps some would say naive, I would say strong faith. Mary's faith is openness to God's word, is the way of life that all of us are called by God to be open to. In following this faith and life of Mary, the Mother of God, who our brothers and sisters in the Orthodox Church call Theotokos, the Mother of God, that openness to God's will and thus union with Holy Communion with God, to know God, to know God, to know God, to live in God, to act in God. The God who is with all and through all and in all, the God in whom we have our life and we move and have our being. It is that kind of open, gentle, prayerful relationship with God that Mary had, and that will help allow the babe of Bethlehem to be born again in our souls, in our lives, in our hearts, in times of light and in times of darkness. I'd like to read you in closing a wonderful prayer by Therese of Lisieux, who's a doctor of the church, and she has this prayer. Oh my God, I offer you all my actions of this day for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart by every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. I wish to make separation from my sins by casting them in the furnace of His merciful love. Oh my God, I ask of you for myself and for those dear to me the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will, to accept for love your joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may be one day united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen. I love that prayer. And tonight, that heaven comes to earth. But more about that at 7 o'clock. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.